Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. With the cooler mornings this last few days, a hot cup on the deck before the day gets in gear is a pleasant thing. I hope you enjoy your cup this morning. Last week I mentioned being on a river cruise with George. Probably the most significant or impressive or unexpected part of the trip was the behavior of all the staff on the boat. The excursions were great, the food delicious, etc. But honestly, I was intrigued by the genuine cheerfulness of every staff member on the boat, from the first face to the last, morning to night, day after day. I never saw a grumpy, irritated face or voice. When you think about it, that is unusual, remarkable, almost unbelievable. The atmosphere established by the staff, from the captain to the wait staff to the cleaners, impacted all the cruisers. I didn't see or notice negative remarks on the faces or in voices of fellow travelers either. The positiveness was contagious and relaxing. George called it Chick-fil-A on steroids. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. On the other hand, the positive experience on the boat made the interaction with one individual in the airport on return stand out like a sore thumb. We were going through the various checks of passports and tickets, and the last check before going to the gate was a ticket check. There was no one in line, just one lady sitting on a stool at the technologically smart machines whose job was to check the ticket for validity. We, with virtually no travel experience, had no idea what to do as we stood in front of another piece of unfamiliar equipment. I tried laying the ticket on the scanner, which looked like I was at Kroger self-check, but that did not work. I tried changing the position of the ticket. That did not work. And in the midst of this, I could see out of the corner of my eye the irritation growing on the face of the lady. She made a motion for me to change the positioning, which I tried. Nothing. By this time, her face screamed, "You idiot, how hard could this be?" I muttered in embarrassment, "I'm sorry." Finally, she got up from the stool and silently, reluctantly, placed the ticket on the reader correctly. The turnstile opened and I was in. George, of course, was spared all the negative interaction since I was the first to go through. He came through the turnstile with flying colors, but not a word from the lady. No consoling remark for me, no smile or have a good trip. Zip! Just a stone face with a put-out expression. I had to wonder what gave her such a crushed spirit. Was it something at home? Endless groups of difficult passengers? Boredom? But you have to feel sorry for her. Until this point, for one whole week in life, I only encountered cheerful, happy smiles with "Have a good day, enjoy your day." I really did come back home refreshed physically and mentally. The Viking staff appeared to have adopted a positive attitude 24 hours a day. They were pleasant with the travelers and pleasant and cheerful with each other. I have wondered how they do it. Perhaps it started as a fake it till you make it, but they clearly have arrived at a way of interacting with others with a smile. I sense that those folks over the 9 months of sailing become family to each other, and their positive attitude and empathy for each other becomes a contagious way of living each day. Could such a culture develop at your place of business, your job location, your home, mine? 24/7, probably there are moments on an 8-day cruise that someone is at least momentarily sour about something. But I suspect that the cheerful, positive attitude is rarely ruffled by such an interaction. I suspect instead these folks let it roll off their back and probably feel sorry for the person who appears to be so negative about life. A cheerful spirit is healing, and a sour, negative one makes a person unhappy, avoided, lonely. I am convinced that a positive spirit is a choice. Life has its lumps and bumps, thus it can take an effort to see the blessing in the moment, the person. Some suggestions. A few moments with the Lord each morning, being intentional about loving others, returning sourness with kindness, will really help. Sitting in a quiet place, a quiet space, work on clearing your mind of every problem, every worry. Literally, push those images out of your mind and fill that space with a positive phrase like, "Lord, lead me," or "The Lord loves me." Fill your mind with those words and repeat them for a minute or so. It actually gets easier as you work to replace worry with peace. When we can let go of control of the day and give it to the Lord, a smile can take over and worry, annoyance, a sour attitude has nowhere to hang out. Apparently, the owner of Viking Cruises and Chick-fil-A have tapped into that wellspring. Smiles are contagious. Let us pray. A cheerful heart is good medicine. It seems, Lord, a cheerful spirit can be hard to come by if we allow ourselves to dwell on negative people, negative feelings, negative situations. Instead, Lord, help us to push away the negative from our minds through practice and prayer so the flood of peace can take over. In your name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.